This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Calexico has been crossing musical borders for almost 20 years now. Joey Burns and John Convertino have worked with a multitude of musicians and styles across 8 albums from their base in Tucson, Arizona. Their latest record is called Edge of the Sun. It pushes that shared musical concept even further with guests Ben Bridwell from Band of Horses, Nico Case, and members of a Greek band, among others. Calexico plays the Haw River Ballroom in Saxapaha Sunday night, and Joey Burns joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Joey, can you explain how important collaboration was to you and John when you were making Edge of the Sun? It seems like Sam Beam got the ball rolling, but as a band that often collaborates, you really went for it on this one.
Yeah, you know, collaboration is vital, I think, for any and all musicians. And certainly, you know, we've been part of a lot of interesting collaborations from the get-go. Upon making this new album, Edge of the Sun, our keyboardist and co-producer Sergio Mendoza suggested, hey, why don't we get some more guests on this record?
How'd you wind up with Sam Beam on Bullets and Rocks?
Oh, I think that Sam is such a great friend, and I really admire all of the work that he does. And so Bullets and Rocks definitely felt like a song that I could see where Calexico and Iron and Wine would come together.
The days are growing short, big shells wearing thin, black cows and broken trust, beating to excel.
What prompted that trip down to Mexico City to do some songwriting?
Oh, just far enough away and just close enough away, and it also is so inspiring on many levels. We had a lot of great times just being in this small neighborhood, a very historic neighborhood called Coyoacán, and that's the same neighborhood where Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera lived and worked.
Sounds like the Brooklyn of Mexico City.
It most certainly has been. It's the bohemian capital for many, many, many generations.
My Spanish is really appalling, but there's a song on here that we're going to play that has some mad keyboards and horns and whistles and a dark-sounding guitar, and you're singing about being on your way. Is it Cumbia de Donde?
That's correct. Yeah, and that song was written after we had come back from Mexico City, and we did some work here in Tucson at Wavelab Studio in Arizona. And our drummer, John Convertino, couldn't make the first day of sessions, so I just figured, why don't we just have fun and record a couple of cumbia ideas, some sketches. And this one kept on growing and growing and growing, and we had more fun. And I asked an intern who's from South Tucson to come in and help me sing some backing vocals together with Sergio. And the song just kind of had a lot of, you know, spark and interest to it, and it's one of our favorite songs to play live too.
I'm not from here, I'm not from there, where am I going, should I care, when will I get there, can't really say, I'm in the moment, I'm on my way, I'm on my way.
To kind of demonstrate the diversity of sounds and songs on the record, Miles from the Sea, every time I listen to that opening of that song, it reminds me of I don't know, something from Midnight Cowboy or some classic pop song from the 60s.
That's something that has been really a part of our sound from the get-go. This record, I wanted to kind of return to the crazy, eccentric Calexico, which you might, you know, recall 2003 Feast of Wire being like. And so these two records to me are kind of like twins or crazy brothers or sisters.
Dreams about swimming miles away from the sea. Dreams about swimming and the moon brings them back. Dreams about swimming miles away from the sea while the moon stems the tide.
Moon Never Rises talks about walking through the darkness, and there are a lot of allusions to darkness on the record, but the album title seems to contradict that in a way.
I love contradiction and I love contrast. So yeah, you're tapping into something that I think is vital to what we do. Here is a very acoustic-based band, And at times there are some snippets of digital synthesizers or technology, but it's basically a living, breathing band. And what I really like is the ability to be kind of a mini orchestra. And with that, I like to not only, you know, celebrate or have songs that are rocking or being frenetic, but I think that the kind of, I would call it the minor blues. In other countries, they call it melancholy or saudade. And there's something about that kind of minor blues that I feel welcomes kind of a sense of longing. I'm not sure where it's all coming from, but we're taking a lot of different influences and trying to make them our own.
Moon never rises, stars don't shine. Walking through the darkness until these days of sorrow pass on by.
I love the simple drum machine pattern that starts the song, tapping on the line. And that's the one you sing with Nico Case, correct?
You know, that song came about at a late night session in Tucson. And just being left to my own devices, I found myself being in kind of a trance and playing a very old Casio synthesizer, the old white plastic one with the cheesy drum beat and the cheesy, you know, bass sounds. And we wanted to invite Nico to be a part of this, and I thought, well, this is something different. Maybe she'll enjoy this. And when she heard the lyrics to the bridge, where it's, you know, talks about nervous drummers on overbooked flights, I think she bust out laughing, and then she proceeded to do a great job of singing on that part of the song.
Calexico's most recent record is called Edge of the Sun. The band plays Sunday night at the Hall River Ballroom in Saxapaha. Thanks for checking in, Joey.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. We can't wait to play.
Indian summer, cold blue skies, nervous drummers on overbooked flights. Will the chaos grow stronger when the superstition flowering looks like we're spinning up tonight? Could you step a little closer? Splitting heart and mind, broken circuit by design. What a demand for all is going through the roof. The scientists are forced to work in the maze while they tap, 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 tap. Tapping on the light. Could you speak?